Hello, Eurovision fans, and ciao tutti. It is William calling from Wooby Blogs. The semi-final allocation draw for Eurovision 2022 has taken place in the gorgeous Palazzo Madama. Would you like some gold leaf with your tea? That is what we were thinking. Absolutely stunning setting for a fantastic draw. Shout out to our friend Haktan. Your photos were amazing. You guys can check them out on our Instagram. 36 countries were drawn into the two semifinals, and they were allocated to the first or second half. The full running order will be decided later by producers after they have the songs and plans for staging. In terms of the big five, they were each allocated to vote in one of the two semifinals. Are you ready to talk about it? Let's do this! At the start of the draw, the big five were allocated to the two semifinals. Voting in semifinal one, it will be France and Italy. And voting in semifinal two, it will be the United Kingdom, Spain, and Germany. A lot of you are amused that the quote-unquote zero club from Rotterdam has been reunited in semifinal two, the UK, Spain, and Germany all voting there. Whereas Italy and France, the winners and runner-up of Eurovision 2021, they are voting in semi one. Now let's quickly review the running order for each of the semifinals. In semifinal one, performing in the first half are Albania, Latvia, Switzerland, Slovenia, Bulgaria, Moldova, Ukraine, Lithuania, and the Netherlands. And performing in the second half, it's Norway, Russia, Portugal, Denmark, Armenia, Austria, Croatia, Iceland, and Greece. On to semifinal two, performing in the first half, it is Australia, Georgia, Cyprus, Serbia, Finland, Azerbaijan, San Marino, Israel, Malta. And performing in the second half, it's Montenegro, Romania, Czech Republic, Poland, Belgium, North Macedonia, Sweden, Estonia, and Ireland. So I'm going to be taking a lot of comments from our Instagram and website. A lot of you are saying that these are pretty evenly balanced semifinals. We, of course, only have three songs at this point, so it's very difficult to say anything, but a lot of these comments are just based on past historical voting records. Writing on our Instagram, Mike Stagramming says, based on previous success, it's quite fairly balanced. And Campbell Grace writes on our website, it's never going to be perfect, but I think it's a very fair draw. Now, Grace points out something interesting. Countries that have a history of voting for each other, they have been separated. So in semifinal one, we see that we have Greece, but we do not have Cyprus. We have Russia, but we do not have Azerbaijan. We have Moldova, but we do not have Romania. We can point out that Armenia is here, but Azerbaijan is not. Now, obviously, they don't exchange points, so in their case, it actually hurts them to be in the same semifinal because it's like they're losing the potential of a country voting for them. So in this instance, when they're separated, perhaps whatever country is there instead could give them some love. We mentioned Greece not having Cyprus, but Greece does have Norway. Of course, Amanda Tinfjord, she is originally from Greece. She is half Greek, half Norwegian. She now lives in Norway. So perhaps Norway will throw some love to the other contestant from Norway who is representing Greece. And on the flip side, maybe Greek voters will feel some affection for Norway, given that their girl lives there. F.O.R.B.O.R.D writes on our Instagram, Greece and Norway in the same semi might be dangerous this year. A lot of you have pointed out that Bulgaria seems like it might be drawn into death spot number two of semifinal one. ESC1234 writes on the Wooby Blogs website, Bulgaria is already performing second. This prediction is, of course, owing to the bad reception that the song from Intelligent Music Project has received. Period T writes on our Instagram, the first semi-final looks like it's going to be bloody as hell, and Nimnova101 says, that first semi-final though. Now I think that's based on the presence of some countries that have done very well in recent years. You've got Switzerland here, you've got, well, we would say Bulgaria, but this year is a bit of a from them. You've got Ukraine, the only country that has always qualified for the final. You've got the Netherlands, who, despite last year's lackluster finish, have done very well in recent years. And you've got Norway and Russia. Some of you have pointed out that it's good news for Albania's Ronella Hayati. Even if she has to perform in the first half, she's got Switzerland and Italy voting in this semifinal. And of course, the Albanian diaspora is strong in both of these countries. And Avnin Creases says, help Latvia. Latvia is drawn into the first half of the first semifinal. And also, just one curiosity, Denmark is performing in the first semifinal for the first time since 2015. That, of course, was with anti-social media. It did not go so well. However, they've had a very mixed record since then, so perhaps it doesn't really matter. All right, turning to semifinal two, I love this comment from Sharon_Dream. She says, Australia's doomed with Serbia, referencing the recent diplomatic tennis dispute involving Novak Djokovic being deported from the country. Sahario says, seems like an easy semifinal for us in Israel, but after all, it depends on the song. One thing I would point out about semifinal two, the second half does not feature perennial powerhouses. The second half has Montenegro, Romania, Czech Republic, Poland, Belgium, North Macedonia, Estonia, and Ireland. Those eight countries do not have strong qualification histories, but then you've got one other country, Sweden, which does. So in that second half, it's finally open for a lot of countries who in the past it hasn't been so open for. On that note, Sarah Moreau writes about Belgium. She says, second half in the second semifinal looks like the easier one. Nathan Cassidy Acoustic says, best draw Ireland has had in years. 0225 writes, Ireland, second half of semi two, and UK is voting in semi two, qualification confirmed. I mean, let's see what happens with the national selection first. David Damon ESC writes, I am so happy Australia, Malta, and Ireland because the UK can vote for them. And Ellie.view writes, Georgia, San Marino, and Montenegro in the same semifinal. I can't wait. That is, of course, a reference to all three of these countries sending some crazy acts in recent years. Well, look, those are the hot takes from our readers on Weeblogs.com and on Instagram. What are you thinking? What are the main standout points to you? Do you think these semifinals are more equal in terms of past voting records, voting history, than in previous years? Or is it simply too earlier to start making all these assertions and assumptions? Let us know here on Weeblogs. And we will see you later. Bye!